This morning we're talking about the readings for the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, so February 4th, 2024. The reading from Job 7 begins, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? He is a slave who longs for the shade, a hireling who waits for his wages. For Job, the human condition is work without joy, drudgery without freedom." The reading from 1 Corinthians 9 reinforces this impression with its notice that Paul makes himself a slave to all. Thus, when we hear that when Jesus healed Simon Peter's mother-in-law of a fever, she rose from her bed and waited on Jesus and his disciples, we see her as one enslaved, engaging in service with no joy, obligation with no freedom. The message, especially to women, threatens to become one of serving men, even if that service requires rising from a sickbed. Both the translation of the gospel and the impression it gives are misleading. First, Simon Peter's mother-in-law does not simply wait on or serve Jesus. The Greek verb describing her action is diakoneo, meaning to minister. Mark uses the same word just a few verses earlier to describe how the angels ministered to Jesus in the wilderness. Indeed, in Mark 10:45, Jesus uses the same verb, diakoneo, to describe his own mission as to minister. Second, there's no reason to assume that Simon Peter's mother-in-law ministered only to men. Mark 15:4 uses the same word, diakoneo, to describe the women at the cross who not only followed Jesus, but also ministered to him when he was in Galilee. These women likely accompanied Jesus to Peter's home. The mother-in-law may even have provided these other Galilean women a model. Third, contrary to a number of sermons, by healing Peter's mother-in-law, Jesus is not reaching out to the marginal or the least in society. While the first century was patriarchal, as is in fact the 21st century, Mark shows us here that women were part of larger family systems, that they have access to their own resources, that they're not hidden behind screens or relegated to women's quarters. Peter's mother-in-law rather anticipates the women patrons of Luke chapter 8, verses 1 through 3, who also ministered, again diakoneo, to the male and female followers of Jesus. Fourth, the mother-in-law's ministry is not simply about serving food or more broadly about hospitality. It includes spiritual comfort, as the angels provided, financial support, as the patrons in Luke 8 show, and teaching, as Phoebe the deacon in Romans 16 demonstrates. Fifth, and most extraordinary, the Greek verb egero, to raise, to rise up, which Mark uses to describe Jesus' action in raising Peter's mother-in-law, is the same word Mark uses to describe not only Jesus raising the paralyzed fellow, the daughter of Jairus, and the demon-possessed boy, but also in 14:28 and 16:6, Jesus himself, whom God raised, egero, the same verb, from the dead. Thus, Peter's mother-in-law foreshadows not only the ministry of Jesus and his followers, but Jesus' own resurrection. Rather than relegate Simon Peter's mother-in-law to a role of drudgery or enslavement, we should celebrate her leadership in showing others how to act, in anticipating the office of deacon, and in foreshadowing Jesus' own ministry and resurrection.